sitting in for Jerry this morning. The phone number 920-406-1360 in the Green Bay area, or toll free 888-455-1360. All right, so we have an influx of illegal immigrants coming into the United States. Mostly at this point, the big focus is on the children. So let's take a look at the circumstances here. Is it a case where their parents are bringing them to the border, kicking them across, across the border, and saying, "All right, yeah, fend for yourself"? No. We have this is a human tragedy. These are minors. Some of them are extremely young. They are coming to the border unaccompanied. Now, I know most parents have a real hard time figuring out at what age do you allow your kid to walk to school and walk back. Okay, when do you let go? When do you cut the, sever the strings of parenting and allow them to find their own independence? Some of these kids are extremely young, and they're coming across alone. And that means they, in the process of getting here, they are at the mercy of some disgusting individuals. A lot of these kids are coming up from parts of Central America where the murder rate is horrendous. Some of these countries deal with their orphaned children by sending out death squads. They send them out, they find them, they kidnap them, they kill them, they dispose of them. That's the brutal truth. This is the environment that they are trying to escape. These children are showing up at our borders in horrible medical conditions quite often, like I said earlier, crawling with lice, crawling and infested with scabies and other parasites. Medical issues such as tuberculosis has been brought up, and other communicable issues that could be very serious if not treated well. And not just to the kids, but to us as well. So Congressman Ron Kind, in a recent interview, said that the children should be with their parents. Quote, "We need to be pursuing a family first policy. First, it's wrong for those families to be sending their kids up by themselves to try to get them into the United States. So we've got to return them to their families. It's untenable policy to allow these countries to continue to do this." Yes. Yes, sir, I agree with you. However, the reality is, and something that I'm sure he's aware of, some of these children do not have families to go home to. Some of these children are orphans because their families either have abandoned them or have died. Many of these children don't have anywhere to go. Many of these children, if you were to send them back, are going to be in a horrible, horrible circumstance. That is the reality of what we're facing here. I know some of you are saying, "Oh boy, here it comes. He's defending them, and he's going to say we got to allow him to say." Nope. Just the opposite. This is a very harsh area. I do not agree that they should be allowed to stay. Nope. They have to be sent back. Because the left, any time, and this is not the reason why they need to be sent back, but listen, here's the reality of our circumstance. Any time that there is a conflict, Syria, the civil conflict in Iraq, the left will come out and say and yell and scream, and hey, conservatives too, depending on the circumstance, but we are not the world's police. We do need to get involved. We do not blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, if we're not the world's caretaker, then when these children show up at our border, they have to go home. They have to be sent back. But that's not the end solution. In order for this problem to be resolved, the families, these children, need to have a clear, concise, effective, and affordable way to legally come to the United States. Legally. There has got to be reform where they can come to the United States legally. But in the meantime, we must establish a policy that we will not tolerate illegal immigration. Immigration reform, close the borders, has to be done. Has to be done. And that means that there are going to be some real tragedies in human life. But in the long run, it will save lives. In the long run, it will help people. But we have, the government has allowed this problem to be kicked down the road for so long and have made the wrong decision time after time after time after time by not closing the border, by not sealing things up, by not doing immigration reform, until the point where we have a situation that when we slam the door shut, there's going to be some fingers caught in the door jamb. All right, let's go to the phones. Paul from Plover, thank you very much for calling into the program. What can we do for you?
Yes, good morning, Seth.
Isn't
this kind of uncanny? That almost resembles what Jimmy Carter did with the Cuban airlift of the prisons.
Yeah.
They're dumping out their unwanted onto the United States.
Well, you're talking about the Muriel Boatlift and some of the others that happened for the Cuban migration into South Florida and other parts, other coastal areas?
Yeah, it's very similar to what's happening now, that they're doing that with the children, though. And perhaps, like you say, who are the parents of these children? Do they? How could they have a heart to let these kids go? Like you say, you don't let your kid go out on the street when they're under 7, 8 years old, you know?
All right, well, let me address that. In the Muriel Boatlift, Castro saw that there were a lot of people that wanted to get off the island and to escape to America. And so he said, fine, you want to have that? We're going to allow that for a short period of time. And then he emptied his jails. He said, I can solve two problems with one stone. You want to get out of here? Fine. We want you out. And so he dumped his criminal element onto the United States. And we paid a heavy price for that. In the circumstance of the situation with the children, obviously these children, for the most part, are not criminal elements. All right, I'm sure there's some that are ganger, you know, that have gang affiliations and have bad intent. But that's going to be the minuscule minority, Most of these kids are just kids. So there's not the criminal element. And a lot of these parents, if they have parents that are still alive from where they come, there's a lot of them that are making the very difficult choice. Life here, where we are at, is horrible. You at least here, if you stay here, your future is death, starvation, violence, any type, any illness, disease. Your future here is nil. But at least you have a fighting chance if you make it to America. Go to America, you may have a chance. So in that aspect, I believe there's some bravery and taking a real risk. I don't think it's a case of where families are just dumping their children. I think if that's the case, it's very, very small. But it's just a real circumstance. Listen, thank you very much for calling in. We got to take another break. We will continue this conversation when we get back. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. 920-406-1360, 888-455-1360. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.